This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ulagah Church of Christ in Ulagah, Oklahoma. You're listening to A Few Minutes with Truth with Jesse Dickinson.
The belief that there is only one way to attain salvation is one that has been laughed at, joked about, and even blasphemed. For some strange reason, the world, for the most part, has a hard time realizing that there is only one way to obtain salvation and thus to have the ultimate relationship with the Father. However, as one studies the wide span of biblical history, it doesn't take long to realize that God has always offered one way. For Adam and Eve, there was only one way they could live and have the eternal blessings of God. It was God's will that they be obedient to Him and not eat of the forbidden fruit in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 17. However, it was not long until they became disobedient and thus were cast out of the Garden of Eden. For Noah and the people of his day, there was only one way to have salvation. That was within the ark. To have built another ark would not have been God's way and thus would have met with destruction. Why? Because it was simply not God's way. There was only one way. It was through the doors of the ark which God commanded Noah to build. When Moses brought the children out of the land of Egypt, God offered only one way to salvation, and that was through the Red Sea in Exodus chapter 14, verses 13 through 22. Had there been another way, God would have showed them. Had they not crossed over the Red Sea, they would have met with doom. This was God's one and only way. For God's children under the law, there was only one way. If they would obey Him, He would bless them greatly. On the other hand, if they rebelled against Him, which they did, He would cut them off, which He also did. Such is still true today. God still has only one way. The basic thrust remains the same, at least in this respect. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me." John chapter 14 and verse 6. God's way is through Jesus, and that way includes the church that Jesus bought with His own blood, Acts chapter 20, verse 28. If a man is saved today, he is added to that one church, Acts chapter 2 and verse 47. In Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, Jesus said, "And I also say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build My church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." In Ephesians chapter 4, as Paul was speaking about keeping the unity of the Spirit, he said, "There is one body," in verse 4. He also wrote, "And hath put all things under His feet, and gave Him to be head over all things to the church, which is His body," Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. Thus we learn that there is only one body, and that one body is the church, and therefore there is only one church. Make no mistake, we are not saying that the church saves you. The Lord Jesus Christ saves a man if he is saved. The truth is, the church of our Lord, the church you read about in the New Testament, the churches of Christ, Romans chapter 16 and verse 16, does not save. It is the saved. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, Peter said, "Neither is there salvation in any other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Our time is up. Until next time, may God bless you as you continue to study His divine will.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We thank you for listening.